Hey, it's your girl AJ, and welcome to the Talk Your Shit Black Girl Podcast.
You ready?
Yeah. Talk your shit.
Just say it out loud to see how it feels. People say, don't say this, don't say that. Just say it out loud just to see how it feels. Weigh all the options. Nothing's off the table.
Hey y'all, real quick before the episode start, I need y'all to go and follow me on TikTok right now at That Girl Ari J. That's TheTGirlAriej and at TYS Black Girl. Thank you. Not gonna even lie. As we get closer to the new year, I don't know, I start to feel a little less accomplished. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, hey, I set out to do things this year and I set out to make things happen. And although I did, I still feel empty. Ooh, how many of y'all feel like that? You feel empty. You feel like you're missing something. You feel like there's still something that you haven't accomplished. Or it's one of those situations where it feels like I haven't really taken the step back to celebrate the little accomplishments that I have accomplished. Celebrate the little things. Or I'm saying little, but these are big things that I've done this year. I haven't stepped back to even celebrate myself for the little things because my mind is always hopping to the next. Okay, what next is there for me to do? That's the rough part of all of this. So as the time slowly creeps in, no, not slowly, quickly creeps in, we're literally fucking, I think 7 or 8 days from the new year. Is one of those things where it feels like, hey, what's next? What's next? Like in my head, it's you've done stuff already. So how do you determine where to go next? And then all of a sudden, self-doubt comes in. You can't do this. You can't accomplish this. You can't make these things happen. Which is fucking crazy because I know that I can, but it's that little voice in my head telling me you're not good enough. How do you fight that voice? How do I prove to myself that my dreams are worth going for? How do I prove to myself that I can accomplish those dreams? How do I stop myself from preventing those dreams from happening? Those are all the questions that I sit here and ponder about as we get closer and closer to the new year. And it's crazy because it's like, oh, you're getting closer and closer to the new year. The new year is not your fucking deadline. What the fuck is going on? No, it's not. But you know, in your mind, people like to say, oh, no, it's not no new year. It's the same, it's and this, that, another. But I mean, it's not no new year, new me, but who wants to go into the new year being the same person that they were the previous year? You understand what I'm saying? Where I'm going with that? Like, we want to have dreams and we want to accomplish more things. We want to set goals for ourselves. We want to set standards for ourselves. But the issue is oneself. It's the self-doubt. It's the insecurities. It's the unworthiness. It's us and how we feel about ourselves. So how does one remove the, you know, those negative thoughts from ourselves and progress on? How does one stop the overthinking, create a plan, and make it happen? Shit. That's some, as easy as that may sound, that's some hard ass shit. Especially because I think I have undiagnosed ADHD. Shit is crazy. And I'm noticing it now as an adult. I should have noticed. I picked up on it a little bit when I was in college. But now that I'm older and like I'm forced to like sit with my thoughts and create things and put things out there, I want to do so many things all at once. And because of that, it just causes me to shut the fuck down. And like, I can't do all of this right now. I just need a nap. What? Maybe I need to take care of that. But I mean, I've noticed a lot in like society, especially on social media, that I'm realizing a lot of women, you know, basically flew under the radar when it comes to ADHD and things like that, you know, and being able to receive help and, you know, get the right diagnosis to be able to help out with those things. Maybe I should ask for that, a checkup to see if maybe I have ADHD. I mean, I know I do. Say, I hate to interrupt this broadcast again, but head on over to IG and follow me. That girl, RATHATGIRLARIE. And while you're at it, click that podcast page in that bio and go follow that page too. All right. But that would make a lot of fucking sense. So much fucking sense. Like, I want to do so many things. I have so many, I'm not saying so many passions. I have my passions. I have my things that I love and the things that I want to do. But the motivation, my motivation lacks because I don't have, it's like whenever too much stuff is happening, it's like my motivation is gone. Because the inspiration is still there. Like, I know I want to sing to the top of my lungs. I know I want to act. I know I want to write. I know I want to do spiritual shit. I know I want to do all of this. But then whenever it's actually time to do it, it's almost like a crippling effect. So how do I overcome these obstacles? How does one overcome these obstacles without having to put themselves on 20 different fucking medications? Because, look, I just want to be successful. I just want to be successful. Shit. Is that too fucking hard? But yeah, it's a thing. Like, I get on social media all the time, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and I listen to women realize, oh my God, I think I have undiagnosed ADHD or ADD or autism or something. Like, and they're finding this out later on in life, and they're like, oh my God, the fact that I'm finding this out now, this could have been a lot. I could have had a lot of help had I known this a lot earlier. But, you know, because we strive for overachievement most of the time, it doesn't come off that way. It doesn't show the same way in women as it does in men. damn. So, I think that might be my next mission. Oh, I don't. Damn. Figuring out if y'all have any. Okay, so if you're listening to this and you made it here, if you have any suggestions on maybe herbal remedies that can help with possible ADHD, so I can see if something will help with my focus and motivation. Well, I think it's my focus. And the moment that I get focused, then I'll be able to do everything that I want to do. Because again, I got so much shit running through my mind like, all the fucking time, all times. So how do I calm all of that noise down and bring it all in and set it as task one by one? That's what I need. I need something to focus. Shit. This podcast just took a big turn of event. It just took a big turn. Because, bitch, you was just talking about how, you know, you feel unaccomplished. But that's the reason. I think that's the reason why. Because I feel like I want to do so many things, but I can't hone in on one thing. Well, I don't want to say can't. I'm going to take that word out of my vocabulary. I'm going to try. It's difficult to hone in on one thing because my mind automatically, like, I can start on one project. And I promise you, in the middle of the project, I will hop to something else and start doing something else. It's the craziest shit ever. And then by the time I'm done, I've done 3 different projects and didn't complete none of them. And all of it could have been beneficial to my success. That's what I mean. Shit is crazy. But, you know, the sooner I understand this, the sooner I'll be able to tackle it, and the sooner I'll be able to get my shit together and make my million. Do you understand what I'm saying? Period. Because how Issa Rae said it, it's a me season. It's about to be a me year. It's about to be a me life. What you fuck you mean? Like, it's time for me to get on my shit. I feel like I've been too complacent. It's time for me to move forward, get these wheels turning, get shit done, make plans, create it, put it out, and have it done. So, I need y'all to hold me accountable. I need everybody to hold me accountable. Very soon. Ooh, I'm saying this, so that means y'all got, this is y'all to hold me accountable. Remember, y'all got to hold me accountable very soon. I'm going to be dropping YouTube videos. Whew, I'm saying this right now. That means I got to do it. I got to make it happen. It's no more holding myself back. Because it's only me in my own way. Spirit has been telling me this. It's only me in my own way. Now, I'm ready, Spirit. Are y'all? I know this podcast wasn't long today, but I just wanted to, y'all know how I do. I just hop on here with my shit and just talk a little bit. But let me know how you're feeling. Let me know how the end of the year is going for y'all. I know it's a holiday season, so I know these pockets, these presents and shit is hitting people's pockets hard. If you still have, you know, your sanity when it comes down to this Christmas shit, let me know how you do it. Because I said next year everybody getting hugs and kisses, because baby, they run in my pockets. But I hope you guys have a very Merry Christmas. And if y'all don't hear from me before the new year, y'all have a Happy New Year as well. I got some new things coming. And I will let you guys know as soon as these things happen. I love you guys. I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.
I don't do shit halfway. I'ma clear the cachet. I'ma make my name last. Put that on my last name. It's a different type of rules that we obey.